When you Google sex trafficking UK, 2,400,000 items come up.
Can I just ask then, what sure. sort of protection you offer the women who work for you?
Well, it's very simple. You have it legal here. We have it legal in Nevada. And what to come to work at the Bunny Ranch, what you have to do is, number one, go through a complete STD screening. Number two, get a business license. And the business license, it's their job to look at your identification. If you're a foreign citizen or somebody that's smuggled into the country, like you have thousands of them working here illegally, then you can't work at all. You also have to make sure that you don't have any wants or warrants, so you're not a criminal. If you've even been...
forgive me, but so far that seems to be protecting the people who use the brothel rather than the people who work there.
No, it protects the girls.
Well, the men aren't tested.
No, I mean, the men are not tested. Is that right?
Well, the men aren't... No, there's no physical way to... They're not tested here. The difference is the girls working here, which is legal, are not being tested. It's the honor system. Well, there's not honor in Albania. Albanian mafia is not honour.
Go on, Judy.
There's no honour in local pimping either. And, you know, one thing that we need to really appreciate is that where there's a legal system of prostitution, the illegal sector grows massively. And that's been proved in Nevada, where the illegal trade is 9 times bigger than the very small legal trade, which is only 24 brothels. And incidentally, they're in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the desert. One woman called it a pussy penitentiary. You also have to appreciate that it isn't actually illegal for women to go and get themselves tested for sexually transmitted infections or HIV. You don't have to work in a legal system to do that, but it takes about 30 seconds to contract a disease. Many of the men are actually bringing those diseases into the brothels and infecting the women, and the women themselves are not in any way protected if the man decides not to use a condom.
Isn't there a chance, Dennis, that by legalising brothels, as indeed America, the Nevadan authorities have done, you are actually much more likely to encourage illegal brothels?
No, Julie's entirely wrong. What she's not telling you is, yes, there is a lot of illegal prostitution in Nevada, but it's in Las Vegas where it is illegal. And that's why the problem. The mayor says there's 3,000 pimps there. There's over 500 girls working there right now with HIV. Because it's illegal, then people go there and work. When you make something criminal act, then criminals get into the business.
Judy, here's a point to you made by a listener who describes herself as a feminist. She's called Kerry. She says, control it, protect women, train them, monitor the men who use brothels, afford vulnerable women the full protection of the law. Tell me, what's the alternative, Julie? Stamping it out. Does she really think this is remotely realistic?
Everywhere where legalisation has been tried, it has failed. In Australia, in some states where it's legal, the illegal sector has grown. For example, in Melbourne, 4 times the number of trafficked women have been found in legal brothels than illegal. In the Netherlands, they're actually closing down the window brothels, closing down the tolerance zones, because they realise that it encourages illegality and it encourages all kinds of abuses towards the women. Now, nobody wants to see the women put at risk. What we have to do is recognise that this is not a safe trade, that when you legalise pimping, all you do is make it easier for men like Dennis to profit from it, for the customers to buy the women, for it to be normalised. We need to help women exit the sex trade.
You mentioned profit. How do you make your money, Dennis? How does each woman pay you for being there?
Yes, they pay a percentage of their income. I have the licence and the facility. 50%.
50?
Yeah.